A virtual roundtable is scheduled tonight on climate resilience in the city of Springfield, Massachusetts. The session from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. will provide information on an upcoming project to install air quality monitors across the city. There will also be a discussion about tree planting efforts in Springfield and how trees impact the environment and people's health. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Dave Bloniarz, president of ReGreen Springfield.
The city of Springfield has several aspects of their tree planting program. Right now they have the city planting, which is, you know, city funded, where they have trees grown in the nursery, and they have about 800 trees in the nursery, and they're trying to get about 100 of those planted this spring. And then they have the Green the Gateways City program, which is a state-sponsored program, and ReGreen Springfield is a full partner on that. And we hope to get about 200 to 300 trees planted. And these are all large stature shade trees that folks can get at no cost to them. And those are 2 to 2.5 inch in diameter. So they're a large tree, probably 10 to 12 feet tall. And that's available in several of our neighborhoods that are the highest impacted by high asthma rates, as well as the lack of tree canopy cover. So that is the main goal here, is to try to address the lack of tree canopy cover by planting new trees, which will, and if you correlate it, you're going to see the least treed neighborhoods are the ones that have the highest rates of asthma for children under 12 years old and respiratory issues in older adults. And the roundtable is to let folks know this correlation, because people don't associate trees with their health or the overall healthfulness of the community.
And how can people get involved in this project to measure air pollution in Springfield?
So we're going to be discussing with people whether they're interested in hosting or adopting a tree, an air quality monitor on their property. The idea here is the Attorney General's office has provided 55 of the air quality monitors of the size of a baseball, and they just need to be placed on a property that has access to electricity. And so those will help us to then gauge real time what is going on with air quality throughout these 55 sensors. Now, we are going to be choosing the sensor locations with two variables, looking at where tree canopy is least and asthma rates are the highest. But the second one would be where people really are engaged and really want one as part of, you know, this what we call citizen science, because they're going to be part of collecting the data and they're going to be part of this overall study, which, you know, we all know today's world, we want to engage the public in whatever is going on in their community. So we're actually creating a cadre or a collection or a team of citizen scientists here, and their first scientific study or experiment they're going to be doing is working with the Yale University School of Public Health to analyze the data and really come up with some reporting.
Who are you inviting to participate in the roundtable?
The community boards, the neighborhood councils, and all of those folks, because they can spread the word on this, on air quality and other components that we'll be working on over the next year. But also we want residents from the neighborhoods across the city to attend, because we want every neighborhood represented, and we want folks to tell us their story. You know, we may have, because we have trees, that still doesn't mean, you know, that we have a reduced asthma rate, because, you know, trees can also, in some cases, exacerbate health conditions by the pollen and other allergies that people have. So there's a two-way street on this, and we'd like to hear from the folks on the good and the bad, and ideally from across the city.